Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to talk to you about how to legally spy on your competitors. So this is really exciting stuff. Now, when you first get started with niche research, you're going to have to find your competitors. Okay, that's kind of the first thing you want to do is find out who's already selling in that market, because you're going to have to figure out how they're doing it. Okay, you don't want to reinvent the wheel when you're starting a new business. You want to figure out how somebody else is already doing it really good, and then model kind of what they're doing, make your own version of it, make it unique and better in your own way, but model after it. Okay. So, you know, basically if somebody has a sales page and it has certain things on it, like you get free shipping, easy returns, fast delivery, so on and so forth, you want to definitely make sure you have those same things on your website. But you could even enhance that a little bit. You could say easy returns with every order, you know, no hassle. You know, you could add little things to it. You could say satisfaction guaranteed. The more you add and the more you make your offer sound better than your competitors, the more likely you'll sell your product. So when you're looking around for competitors, you want to find the best competitors possible. You don't want to find the e-commerce sites that are just kind of bland and empty, look like they got started yesterday by a beginner. You want to find the e-commerce sites that have been around for a while. Even if they look a little bit older, it's better, because you can actually get a lot more ideas from those types of websites, okay? And the way you can do this is just simply by understanding the keywords in any particular niche. And I'm going to be talking in terms of high-ticket dropshipping here, this business model where we deal with becoming an authorized dealer of brands and actually selling branded products online. We don't sell generic products unless they're like accessories and add-ons and stuff like that. But the main product we sell are usually always branded products. And so we're going to be working with three main types of keywords. We're going to be working with the brand name, the model name, and the SKU number, and actually the product type as well. So four types of keywords, okay? Really, the model name and SKU number kind of go together. So it's three main types of keywords: the brand name, the model name, SKU number, and the category keyword, okay? So when you're first doing niche research online, of course, you're not really going to know the brands and the models yet. So you're going to have to start with the category keyword. So if you just plug that into Google, you can find a bunch of, you know, organic rankings, maybe shopping ads that are popping up at the top, that kind of stuff. What you should do to get some ideas on what types of products to type into Google is just go to Amazon or Wayfair or house.com or Walmart, whatever, but search for expensive products. Just search around the categories, sort from highest price to lowest price, and find the categories that have expensive products. Other ideas you can use are just like type in, you know, big expensive houses into Google images and look at the types of products that are in those images, and then try to figure out what they're called, and then put those into Google, put that keyword into Google, okay? Once you can kind of get an idea of some expensive products, then you'll start having an idea of what you can sell online. If you want to get a free list of profitable niches that I've actually fully researched and found out that are profitable and sold products in the past, then you can go get that at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. So it's completely free. And when you download it, you'll even get a guide on how to do niche research and more about what I'm talking about this episode. But let's get back into the talk. So plug those ideas into Google. And what you want to do is you want to find competitors that are ranking high in the organics, because that means that they have really good content and backlinks already. And you also want to find the ones that are ranking high in the shopping ads and the search text ads, because that means they're paying a lot for advertising. So those two main things mean a lot, just right off the bat, is that they're, number one, they're profitable because they're paying for ads. And number two, they've done a lot and they've been around for a while as far as like content and backlinks and content and you know, marketing, social media marketing, stuff like that. Okay, so that means that they are ranking high in the organic rankings. And so what you can do is you can go to your competitors' websites and you can try to find out if they have a physical retail storefront or not. So that's kind of the main thing, is when you first are looking for competitors, you want to find out who's doing dropshipping and who has like some kind of a retail warehouse or something where they can store the manufacturer's products or have a showroom, right? Because those are two completely different business models. You can do both at the same time, but you can't really try to do dropshipping in a niche where most of the suppliers require physical retail storefronts in order to sell their products. It's a case because they're just going to tell you no. And there's quite a few niches that are like that. Unfortunately, it just is what it is. So you have to find out there's already competitors that are dropshipping those products, that are dropship only stores. That's going to enhance your ability to find suppliers right away, because without finding those dropship only stores right off the bat, you're going to have a hard time. The way you do that, obviously, if you find out if they have a physical retail store, usually they'll say showroom or something like that right there on the homepage. If not, you know, then you can go into the about page, the contact page, the returns page, look for an address, maybe in the footer of the website, probably has an address, and plug in that address into Google. See if it's a home address or an apartment. See if it's like a virtual office or like some sort of a registered agent address or some sort of a mail forwarding address or UPS store. Anything like that usually means that it's a dropshipping website, an e-commerce website that only works with dropshipping terms with their suppliers and does not hold any inventory themselves, okay? Because that's what this business model is all about. We don't have to hold inventory. We sell expensive products, but they're shipped direct from our suppliers to our customers, and it saves us money and time and effort and all that stuff, and we can pass that savings on to our customers in the form of discounts and free gifts, things they wouldn't normally be able to get elsewhere, okay? So when you find those online-only competitors, and you will find them eventually, usually they're going to be based on a new site like Shopify, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're also on older stores that aren't Shopify. But I'm really, when I'm doing research, I'm looking for Shopify stores because I know it's a newer store. And they usually have a theme, a common theme called the Shoptimized theme. And there's also a few other themes like the Empire theme and Booster theme. And there's a few other ones that are pretty common for these high-ticket dropshipping stores. Shoptimize is a pretty common one because it's so well optimized, and I use it for all my stores as well, and my clients' stores, and it works really good. If you want to learn more about Shoptimize, you can read my review on my website, ecommerceparadise.com/shoptimized review. And so with that, I will know that that person definitely is doing the same business model that I'm doing, and so that I'm looking to do in this niche. So basically, I can model after their store. And what I'll do at that point is that I will extract all of their categories, their basically their menus of products, which is like their organization. So their top menu categories and their subcategory menus. So I get an idea of like how this niche is structured, what are the main categories, what are the subcategories. Because if I've never really, you know, dealt with these products before, then I don't really know what they're about. I'm gonna have to research that, figure them out. And I have to figure out how to organize them for retail merchandising purposes, okay? So that's the first thing I'll do. The next thing I'll do is I'll extract their list of brands. Because if a online store is doing drop shipping only, then they're definitely going to have, most of their suppliers are going to be able to open a drop shipping account for you. Some suppliers won't, just because they have too many dealers already that are online. They don't want to increase the competition, but a lot of suppliers will, and there's a ton of suppliers that will, and that's the beauty of it, is that you can get started in one of these niches. Now, some suppliers will give you a hard time for a while, but you just have to kind of like keep pushing. Sometimes you have to make an upfront investment in stock or inventory, whatever. You can even have them hold the inventory for you while you sell it, and that's going to help, you know. In the beginning, you've got to have some sort of high-limit credit card or an access to cash in order to do this business model in the first place, you know, because it's dropshipping. So you're going to sell the product first. It doesn't mean you get the cash deposited to your account, though. You have to sell it. The merchant processor takes a few days to deposit that amount. And if there's any holdups, then that could be difficult, too. So usually we use a credit card to purchase the cost it gets sold before it ships to the consumer. And then we wait for the payout to our bank account, and then we pay our credit card off. And that also allows us to get rewards for travel and cash back as well with credit cards, which is really nice too. So I usually recommend that. But once you've extracted all that information and you've extracted all the offers that your competitor website is doing, you know, extract the pricing, extract the free gifts, extract the add-ons, extract the, you know, maybe even extract the content. If they have blog posts, extract all that, those topics as well. Now, I want to stress to you guys, it's super important you never copy anything from your competitor's website, okay? Never copy anything. Don't copy their titles. Don't copy their branding. Don't copy their content, their descriptions. Don't copy their exact offers. Don't copy anything. Make it better. Rewrite it. Do a better job at branding, okay? A long time ago, I got one of my stores copied because I went on a podcast and told everybody what it was, and I got screwed over, and a lot of people went up and actually just made almost exactly the similar branding and content, everything in the same theme. It was so sad to see because, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't really get you anywhere. When consumers see multiple stores the same thing, they're like, eh, that kind of looks weird. So I had to go and redo my store just to kind of escape that weird like copycat thing that I ran into. And I actually ended up getting a lot more sales because of it. So it ended up working out fine for me. And you got to understand that, you know, like doing e-commerce, especially high ticket dropshipping, it's competitive. It's very competitive. You've got to play the game better than your competitors, and you've got to stay on top of it. All right. It's, you know, who's the better player? That's basically the person who's going to win. But that's basically what you got to do. And the next thing is really cool is ongoing. You can actually spy on your competitor's store using Chrome extensions. I use a Chrome extension called Shopify Inspector, and it costs like $5 a month or something like that. And it's cool because it'll tell you all your competitors and what they're doing every single day. So you can kind of look and see like what brands, products are they adding to their site? What are they changing on their site? What are they removing from their site? What kind of variants are they updating? Like I can see all my competitors. I can see like what variants they're updating for like, you know, in stock or out of stock. I can see what new brands they just added. And so I can tell my team, hey, go get this brand, you know? And it's pretty cool. So definitely spy on your competitors, guys. Just don't ever copy what they're doing. Do something better and be unique in the marketplace and provide really good value through content, okay? And if you guys want help getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, of course, check out my free niches list I mentioned before at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. But also check out my masterclass. It's a 30-plus module course where I walk you through everything you need to know step-by-step in order to do high-ticket dropshipping and exactly how to do it along with a bunch of templates and bonuses and a theme that I provide so you can set up your site really easy. Now, if you want me and my team to do everything for you because you have money, you just don't have enough time, you can check out my turnkey stores for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. These are pre-built stores with branded and domains and content pre-made for it, and where you can just kind of get it, set up your email, phone, add it to the website, and then start calling suppliers right away. We even provide a supplier list along with every store. And if you want me to do all the work for you, I have a team of 15-plus virtual assistants where we build client stores consistently and we build my own stores. So we can do the work for you. You can go check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/businessinabox. And this is a service that we provide where we actually do the store setup for you, the branding and everything, but we also do the supplier recruiting. We do all your product uploading from the suppliers up to a certain amount. And then we do conversion optimization, email marketing, lead generation, retargeting ads, and Google ads. And then we deliver it to you, and we can even recruit a virtual assistant and train them to run the store and manage it for you and continue to grow it from there as well. And also, I even offer Google management services. So ongoing, after the package is over, you can hire my team to manage your Google ads for you and to grow your store as you scale. So if you want more information on that, just go to the website, ecommerceparadise.com, or email me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Happy to help, and hopefully you can get started and build your own high-ticket dropshipping business. I'm looking forward to helping you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.